Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is now time for the best real estate podcast online. It is time for Lakeway Area Real Estate Talk Live with Mike and Dave Elkins, presented by Elite Realty Group.
Time now for us to bring you some real estate information, as we always try to do on the show, bring you some information of value, much more than the entertainment that we always like to provide too. We do like to give you a little bit of information that may benefit you somewhere, either right now or down the road in the future, whenever you decide to throw your hat in the real estate arena. So today we're going to talk about the pros and the cons of a pre-listing home inspection. Last Friday, was it? We talked about how sellers can prepare for a home inspection. We've talked a lot about home inspections, but we've never really dove into them. And again, talked about pros and cons of this and that and so on and so forth. So you've heard us say before that a good idea when you're selling your house is to get a pre-listing inspection, because right, it does some things for you. We're going to dive in today and tell you what it does for you, but also the cons of having that done, because there's good and bad to doing everything. So let's get started today with
the
pros.
Except talking to the people and watching the show.
That's exactly right. Real Estate Talk. That's exactly right. So we're going to start today by giving you the pros, okay? The pros of getting a pre-listing home inspection. What we're saying is you're going to put your house on the market, and you're going to get an inspection done prior to putting that home on the market.
You're going to hire somebody to do it.
That's exactly right. You're not going to do it. You're going to have it hired out. Right. We're going to tell you the pros of getting that done first, then we'll take over the cons here in just for a few minutes. So here's number one of the pros, okay? The pros of getting a pre-listing home inspection. That's right. Prior to putting your home on the market is, the number one thing is you will find out the condition of your home.
Absolutely.
It is a very true statement that we don't know as much about our homes as we think we know.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
We live in them. Very rarely do we go through them with a fine-tooth comb, looking for every little nook and cranny of the problems and so on and so forth in our homes. So by getting a pre-listing home inspection, you actually can totally find out the condition that your home is in. Now, why would we want to know that? Right? That's the question.
Right, right.
Why would we want to know that? Well, here's why. A lot of things can be done, okay? One thing is you can go ahead and find out prior to somebody else finding out what these problems are, all right? Pricing the home, should you decide to fix them or not fix them, right? You don't have to.
Right.
We suggest that you do, especially if you got a major problem. Go ahead and get it fixed. But pricing your home can actually be an easier task for you to do, because you know, hey man, I got a home that's in tip-top shape.
Right.
My home's going to bring top dollar on the market. There's nothing wrong with it. They've went through it with a fine-tooth comb. We're going to price this baby accordingly.
Right.
Or I've got all kinds of problems. My roof's got holes in it.
Right.
You know, my sewer's draining in my yard, so on and so forth. I'm going to have to, again, either fix that stuff, or I'm going to have to make an adjustment in my price
adjustment, yes,
for what I do. So again, you get to find out the condition of your home, because the majority of the time when someone comes in to purchase your house, they're going to get this done.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like find out now or find out later. If you find out later, you really don't have any option to be able to do anything about it until it's time to do something about it, and you have to.
Right. Jason just said, from a buyer standpoint, you better get the home inspection. It could save you thousands. That's the way most buyers think.
That's why. Yes. That's why that they do that. Because, again, they want to know what they're getting. They want to know, is their stuff covered up? You know, what is the condition of the home? Is it a top-dollar home, which what the people's asking for? So does all this stuff match up? So, again, number one is you're going to be able to find out the condition of your home. And trust me, when I tell you this, you may have a tip-top, brand new constructed house.
Mm-hmm.
A home inspector will likely go through that home and find something they didn't have to par.
Yes.
That's their job. That's what
they do. That's right. That's
but again,
what they're paid to do.
The pros of that is you know what you got prior to having to deal with it, and you're in control of, do I fix it? Do I patch it? Do I, what do I do?
Right.
You're in control of that. So that's number one. What do you got
number two? I'm piggybacking right here.
Right.
So I'm going to say it's number two is once you find out what that is, you can make those repairs.
Yes.
So most of the big ticket items, I'm going to say, is if you find out there's a problem with it, most realtors will tell you need to have those fixed prior to listing.
Absolutely.
Before you ever decide to put the house on the market.
Absolutely.
Let's fix, if you've had your pre-listing home inspection, We know that there's some problems.
Right.
Let's go ahead and fix them before you ever. Because here's a big difference. If you don't, the buyer comes and you list your house. The buyer comes. They have a home inspection. Now you're on a time schedule.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're on
a time, is of the essence,
time crunch.
Yes.
If he comes back with a list of repairs, you've got now time to do it. You have to have it done in a certain amount of time. If you do it before you ever list,
you can take your time.
You take your time.
Right.
Your time. So there's no rush. You get them done as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know that going into it, and you can go ahead and have those repairs made.
Right.
Instead of it being thrown on you in the middle of a deal. And now we've got decisions to make.
Yes. And I will go along with that as far as about talking about making those repairs. You know, put yourself in the buyer's shoes. Let's switch sides. We're talking about, again, a pre-listing home inspection for a seller. But let's go over to the buyer's side. If I go get my home inspection done, and again, it comes back, it needs a roof, the windows are broke out, the heat and air don't work, you know, there's mold in the basement, there's radon.
Yeah.
You know,
radon.
All of that stuff happens.
Raid the bug sprays. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Raid bug spray. Yeah. I was thinking I saw something for like...
Right. Anyways, when they start seeing this stuff, again, here's what's going to start happening. Put yourself in the buyer's shoes. You're buying a house. You've already agreed on price prior to this buyer getting this inspection. So then you go get your inspections, and you look at it and say, okay, it needs a roof. There's $8,000. I want that off the price. Or you pay $8,000 and fix it, or I'm not buying your house.
Yeah.
There's mold in the basement. I call a company up and they're going to treat the mold. There's $8,000 or $10,000 more. Take it off the price or fix it. So that stuff starts adding up real quickly.
Absolutely.
And we see, again, that becomes a real negotiating tool. Somebody wrote that.
Jason Fields.
Yeah. The home inspection,
the money man,
a bargaining tool. It becomes that. That's what it becomes. And again, you either shell that money out prior to the home closing, because they want it fixed before it ever happens, right?
Right.
They want to make sure it's done. Or they say, all right, we'll take care of it, but you're going to cut your house $25,000 or we're not going to buy it.
Right.
So you want to, again, a real pro of doing it ahead of time, you get to stay in control. Anything else on that one?
That's it. That's what I'm
saying. Here's the third one on the pro. Now, there's more, of course, to both of these, pros and cons.
Yes.
Then we're going to tell you. For time constraints, we've condensed it down to these three. But here's number three. By having a pre-listing home inspection, once you get that thing done, you want to fix what needs to be done, all right? Then you want to take that report and you want to lay it on the counter when the people come by. When the buyers come through the house, you want that report laying on the counter and you want to show them what was wrong and what you fixed. Because here's what it does. Here's the pro. It helps improve the buyer's confidence in purchasing your home.
Right.
They look at it and say, these people, even though that they are selling this house, they cared enough about it to get the inspections done and fix them prior to even putting this out there.
Yeah.
So these people, if they'll do that, they're not trying to cover up nothing, not trying to hide nothing. This is a home we really need this.
Either way it goes, it's going to look good for the seller, because even if the home inspection comes back great,
right,
that's going to give the buyer some confidence,
more confidence,
thinking that, hey,
that's right,
nothing wrong.
Absolutely.
If there was something on there and then you can show where you fixed it,
right,
makes the buyer feel great.
Yes.
Thinking that you really, really, really care about your home, that you've had enough,
right,
that you've done that.
Right. I totally 100% agree. I 100% agree with what you're saying, again, because, again, help him
create credibility is what Amy says.
Yes, big time. I mean, again, it shows, again, you're not trying to, because you got to think, man, we've seen it. We've seen it. We've experienced it. No doubt you guys have seen it. People sometimes try to cover stuff up.
Yes.
And that just happens. Everybody's not ethical. Everybody doesn't do the right thing, so on and so forth. They sometimes try to cover stuff up. Don't ever cover nothing up. That's what we're going to say. Don't ever do that.
Two things here. Siobhan says buyers are looking for reasons to drive that price down. A $100 fix can cost you thousands.
Absolutely.
That is 100%
true.
There's
no doubt.
100. And then also Nicole says, read Karen's comment. I can't tag from my phone.
Well, you keep talking there. You
I can't even find Karen's comment.
You start with the cons.
Okay, so here we're going to start out with the cons. Let me get to where I've got my notes here. So here's the cons. As the seller, here is the cons of you having a pre-listing home inspection. You have to pay for it. That's the number one biggest con.
Right.
Is that you have to pay to have that done. It's not free. It's going to cost you anywhere from $300 to $500, depending on who you use. You want to use somebody that's good and credible. Right. So make sure that the that you do that. And so yeah, that's the thing, is it's not free. It's going to cost you money. It could cost you more than $300 to $500 if they find stuff wrong.
Absolutely.
But again, you're going to know going into it. Yes. So, but that's still a con. You got to pay.
Absolutely. Yes. I cannot see Karen's comment, but I'm thinking, just because of what Siobhan said, maybe it's something about the cost, which we just actually went over.
Oh, yes.
We actually just went over that, because that is a con. A lot of people look at it and say, I don't want to spend that money. I don't want to do that. But again, Siobhan or someone just made a good point in the comment box.
So it was, what is the estimated cost for a home inspection?
Okay. Yeah.
And most of the time it's based upon square footage.
It is most of the time. Yes. 100% based on the square footage. Of course, smaller, less, bigger, more. We've got several brochures, several companies, reputable companies that are here in our office. Be glad to give you, all of those. Let you speak to them. Pick for yourself. I don't know why we can't see Karen's comment. That's the first thing. But again, we can't see it. But that, hopefully we answered your question. But again, a lot of people see that. Let's even throw out $200 to $500 for a home inspection. They look at that and see that as, well, I ain't spending that.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, that little bit of cost up front can save you thousands and thousands of dollars on the backside, on the back end of that. It's going to save you.
Well, like Jason just said, it will give you a good, clean bill of health for the home.
Absolutely.
That makes
me 100%
agree.
That
can totally change a whole buyer's decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they see that going in, that could be a game changer.
Another
thing is, not many people do that.
No.
Not many people do that.
No. But the ones that do, you see buyer confidence soar through the roof, because, again,
yes,
most of the people that's going to take the time to do that, they're also going to take the time to fix the problem.
The problem.
Or
yes,
they're going to adjust the price and just tell you up front,
right,
it needs a roof, but we've already adjusted the price,
right,
accordingly.
Right.
The ball's in your court as the seller at that point, and that's what you want.
Right.
You want those to be, again, you want to have that control over that. So again, we gave you the pros, we just started on the cons, but don't look at that little $300 to $500, $200 to $500, whatever it's going to cost you.
Right.
That's a personal opinion when we say it's a con.
Oh, yes.
I say it's even a pro that it only cost you that.
I'm just saying you're going to have to pay money.
Yes, absolutely. So again, that's number one. Number two is, and a lot of people look at this as, again, a con, but again, I see this a little different, but we're going to give it to you, is once you know what the problems are, when you list a home and you have lived in it within the last 3 years,
yes,
when you know what's wrong with the home in the state of Tennessee and multiple states, but we can only speak to the state of Tennessee. In the state of Tennessee, there are what is called disclosure laws. If you know there's problems with the home, you've got to disclose it. You've got to tell about it. You cannot cover up and hide these things. You will do a property condition disclosure form when you list the house, telling everything you know about it.
Yes.
The condition of the roof, the age of the roof, the heat pump, so on and so on. It's about an 8-page
form. Radon gas is on there.
It's a long form. But a lot of people see that as a con, that you have to tell about that stuff. Folks, don't cover stuff up.
Right, yeah. Don't
cover
stuff up. It's going to come out in the wash.
It will be known. Yes.
Yes.
And a lot of people see it as a, well, I don't want to know about it, because if I know about it, I got to tell about it. Look, tell about it.
Yes. You might as well tell about it.
Tell about it.
Because, again, most buyers are going to have a home inspection.
Yes, there is no doubt.
It will be discovered.
There is no doubt that it will be done.
So,
but, again,
yes,
some people see that as a con. Tell what you know.
Let's roll it back around, okay? Let's roll it back around. We actually talked about this in our sales meeting on Tuesday. But let's just say that you don't have that pre-listing home inspection, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The buyer comes and has a home inspection, and they find out a problem. And now the ball's in the buyer's court. They've decided to back out. You know,
the deal falls through.
The deal is done. It falls through. The house goes back on the market as active. Do you know what you, the seller, has to do now? They have to do a property condition disclosure update.
Yeah.
We now have to tell.
Because we know.
By law, we
yes.
have to.
Yes.
Even as the realtor,
That's
we
exactly
have to
right.
say, we know here's what come back on the home inspection.
That's right.
So now it's going to be, it's going to come out.
Yeah,
It's going to come out. You're going to have to tell, so you might as well go ahead.
Disclose.
Spill the beans early.
Disclose, right?
Yes, that's right.
Tell all you know, because it will happen. And again, laws, ethics, we're going to tell it. We have to, right? Not going to cover it up. As again, any reputable real estate agent, realtor in the country is going to do the exact same thing. Leslie says, helpful info. That's what we're aiming to do today, is give you guys some helpful info. Got one more before we take a next break. Again, on the cons, we gave you three pros. Let's give them three cons. What do you got for the last
one? Number three is, even though we've said all this, it's right. going to give the buyer confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And all this other stuff, the con is more than likely they will still have their own home inspection.
And I don't fault them for doing that.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. But again, it's going to make them feel good. But again, put yourself in the buyer's shoes.
Yes.
There's a good chance that they're still going to turn around, and it's going to be one of those things, well, he went to his guy and had a home inspection done.
Yes.
And that's why it come back good.
I agree.
That could potentially be said. Now, I'm not going to say that every single one is still going to have a home inspection. I know some that would have been tickled to death to say that, oh, well, we know they had it.
Right.
And we're not going to do it now.
Right.
But there's a good chance that a big percentage is still going to say that. And,
right.
And again, you can take that same con and turn it into a pro.
Right.
Because
could be work either
when
way.
Their home inspection comes back crystal clear,
yes,
it's going to make you as a seller look even better.
Right.
So it is a con that it might have another inspection done on it.
But who cares? You already got
if
one.
If you've done what you're supposed to do,
yeah.
Who cares?
Right.
Let them have 50 inspections.
Yes. And for us to give proper disclosure, we're not telling you we see these as cons, right?
Right.
These is what we have heard people say. Well, this is why I don't want to do it. This is why I don't want to have those pre-listing home inspections done.
Right.
They look at it as a con. I don't think it's ever a con.
I don't think that's a con.
Get it done.
Again, as the seller,
yeah,
it ain't your money.
No.
They want to spend money to have a home inspection and you've already had one.
Right.
We've told everything that we know. We've fixed everything that we can.
Yes,
if
absolutely.
You want to spend your money, go spend it, baby.
I 100% agree. I see Karen's comment again, and I want to read it if you guys haven't. But it says, being honest gets me in more trouble. This is her comment. Than anything in the world, no matter what the outcome. She says she's lost friends because of honesty, but my soul's clean, meaning her soul's clean.
Right.
I 100% agree with that.
Right.
Honesty is always the right way to go because,
gotta
like
be.
You said, it doesn't really matter. We're talking real estate, but you can take that over in life. Man, it's going
to
be fantastic.
I'm here to tell you right now, if you're working with a realtor and even about this property disclosure stuff, if they say, don't worry about it, you ain't got to put that on there. You better start thinking.
Liability.
You better start thinking right now because, yes, liability is going out the roof. And if we're going to start hiding one thing.
Right. And that's what a buyer will look at it and say. You know, if they won't tell me this, I mean, I can look at it and see the roof's got a hole in it. And you tell me the roof's brand new.
You didn't know nothing about it.
Yeah. What else are they hiding? Yeah. What's behind those walls that I can't see? You know, so there, it's really going to affect you. So again, we've been talking about today the pros and the cons of a pre-listing home inspection. Hopefully we've brought you guys some information today that can be beneficial to you. Again, should you ever decide that you need a pre-listing home inspection, you can get home inspections done at any time, whether you're listing the house, buying a house,
or just whatever.
Just for whatever your own known reasons you want to know, do you got a problem? Get a home inspection. Again, you need some recommendations.
They even look out for potential things. They can say, well, you're going to need a roof in the next 3 years.
Yeah. So it's a good idea.
Yeah. So I had a guy the other day, he got a home inspection. He called in here to get a home inspection, and he just wanted to get a home inspection for a honeydew list.
Right.
Absolutely. Man, I don't know if I'd do that or not.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd go down that road.
Yeah.
But to each his own.
But he's wanting to stay on top of things.
Absolutely. So. We thank each and every one of you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in for future episodes by subscribing to our channel and get the latest and greatest real estate information right here on Lakeway Area Real Estate Talk Live, presented by Elite Realty Group. Until next time, have a great and blessed day.